Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny.
Hi, my name is Stephanie.
May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure. I don't have an account either. That's why I'm calling. This is something about like a fraudulent charge. I don't understand why you guys are charging me for $60 when I've never called or done anything with you before. My zip code is 19804.
Can I have your first and last name?
Stephanie Sanders. I know, Libby. Hold on. I'm just going to figure this out. Bless you. Bless you, sweet baby. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what this is about, but I definitely need to correct it because it's not supposed to happen. I did not try to purchase, sign up for anything, and this needs to be corrected somehow before it overdraws my account.
Okay, I'm going to have that first. What was that first and last name?
Stephanie Sanders.
And that was 19804?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we spell your last name?
S-A-N-D-E-R-S. I can give you my children's dad's zip code. Sometimes I have, we stay over here too, it's back and forth, but my billing address and my main address is 19804. But if you're, I don't understand what this is anyway, so you really shouldn't be finding anything. I'm just trying to help you give it whatever information so that we can figure this out.
Okay, will you verify that shipping address for me?
My home address is 2001 West Newport Pike, Wilmington, Delaware, 19804. And my children's father's address is 31 Donaldson, Newark, Delaware, 19713.
Is there any way the account could be on a different name?
No, and that's what I'm saying. Nothing should have been. I'm the only one that has my card, the card number. This is not right.
Can you spell that first name?
S-T-E-S, as in Frank. A-N-I-E. I don't even know what you guys are or sell. This is insane.
Just one moment. Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
A meal plan? No, there is no meal plan. I've never signed up for a meal plan. Do not want a meal plan. That is incorrect, and I'd really like to speak to somebody about adjusting this and fixing it because I've never ordered a meal plan. That is incorrect.
Okay, just one moment.
Please, I'm so stressed.
Okay, so basically you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapod, PS5, Dyson vacuum, and when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Well, that was never, I don't have any of those products you were speaking of, and I never ordered or acknowledged or agreed to sign up for any meal plan. So how do we correct this? Because this is going to overdraw my account. I have children. I can't. I don't have the money for this.
Okay, so basically, let's see. So you did it for this meal plan. It is an app that shows you how to use. Wait, let's see.
Man, they didn't show me anything because I have no idea what you're talking about.
So the meal plan is an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
Now, I don't want this, and I never was shown or told anything about this. I really need this to be corrected. I'm not going to have my account draw for something that I did not purchase, do not want. Can I speak to a manager or somebody that can resolve the issue?
Can you also know, I can offer you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
No, ma'am. I just need this taken off and resolved.
Okay, I'm going to count for your account. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to grab a pen. Okay, whenever you're ready. Ma'am?
There will be a seat for Charlie.
I'm sorry, say it again.
There will be a seat for Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
757.
757.
040.
040. Okay, and now this will be corrected, cleared, and credited back to my account, correct? And I will not be billed again or, like, receive anything that I don't want like that?
Okay, so what I can do for you... I can offer you a $45 refund.
$45? They charged me $60. There is a $59.95 charge to my account that is not supposed to be there at all. And I haven't received anything, and I do not want anything, so I would like the full amount refunded.
Okay, so I do fully refund you.
Thank you, because I don't understand what kind of underhanded, like, stuff that they're doing. If you look at something else that you're automatically signed up, like, this is, I never accepted or chose to order anything from either any of those products you mentioned or this meal thing. I am totally lost as to why this is happening. I would never, like, go on ahead with something like this.
I've got
some shady practices going on here.
Okay, so I'll fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now is that a separate confirmation number, or is it still going to be the
C92? Well, that confirmation will remain the same.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Destiny.
Destiny? It's a free name. Thank you, Destiny.
Thank you, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye.